What's going on, you prenup penning pole polishers? Welcome to Ride and Roast! With two Richards in a truck that still has a broken back window.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm done.
I don't care either. Hey, you know, it gets a nice breeze going through here, and which helps because the air in this thing does not work, correct?
The heat works.
The heat works,
and it's permanent. You just can never turn it off.
It's permanently stuck on.
Yeah, there's a valve under in the dashboard that's stuck open, and I'm not paying $300 to rip it apart and fix it.
No, we can talk to A.A. Ron. Maybe he can fix it.
Yeah, maybe A.A. Ron can.
Yeah, A.A. Ron is the man with the plan.
Yeah.
And this is an article written by a female with a plan.
Huh.
And you can clearly see what it is just by reading the headline. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Don't marry someone who asks you to sign a prenup.
Marriage rates are the lowest they've been since they started counting the stats after Civil War.
6 out of 1,000.
And we've literally, since the 70s, we're in our third generation of dudes just getting absolutely lambasted in divorce court.
And then raised by women as a result, turning them into drug addicts, criminals, malcontents, you name it.
And these women are starting to feel the pinch.
Yep.
And because I cannot recommend anyone get married, even if they have a prenup, because a lot of judges will throw the prenup out. And 80% of the time, the prenup doesn't make it to the end completely intact, meaning it's up to the judge to pick it apart.
So you wanted to close a loophole, but a judge who wants to legislate from the bench or be a slacktivist armchair shithead can pick it apart, you know, just because it's the best interest of the child, right?
Yeah.
That's usually the bullshit they spin. So let's see what Miss Ariana E. has to say about this.
I wonder if that's her real name.
Who knows?
Probably not.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Marriage in modern society is a contract that, statistically speaking, 50% of people will break. It's a coin toss. Either you end up with the love of your life or with a spiteful ex-husband who's trying to fight you for custody of the kids.
Because he loves his children and he wants to spend time with his kids because the standard agreement is 96 hours a month. I personally do not fault the man for fighting tooth and fucking nail to get as much time with his kids as he can.
Amen to that.
And that is why I put together administrative violence.
Once your ex, or soon to be ex, files paperwork for divorce, which is 80% of the time, they're no longer a loved one. They are an enemy, and you need to be able to treat them with all of the rights and privileges that that title conveys.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Just the worst guy ever.
Yeah, terrible dude, terrible, terrible. Yeah.
A dude who wants to continue being a father for his children is spiteful.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that as we read the rest.
I mean, to be honest, if you get divorced because she's basically getting her oil tested at other places.
She's letting a lot of roosters run loose in the hen house.
There's going to be some spite going on, and I don't really blame dudes for being spiteful at all.
And when you consider the fact that 80% of divorces are filed by women, and if they're college educated, that number goes up to 90%.
I know, literally. I mean, if you're dating a woman and she's a college education, you better keep that in the back of your head.
You were right not to trust me.
Or an evil ex-wife who's trying to claim ownership of half of your financial assets, which is most divorces.
Yeah, and the women always say, well, I'm entitled.
I'm entitled, yeah.
Fuck
I've become accustomed to a lifestyle, and I deserve to have that lifestyle continue on the hard work of a man that I no longer touch.
Correct.
Kiss my ass. Apparently, that's why it's so important to get a prenuptial agreement signed before tying the knot. This is hysterically funny. She makes the point that invalidates her entire argument before she even has a chance to make her argument.
Well, I mean, that's par for the course when you read these liberal articles. They always, you know, logic jam themselves up and funnel themselves into the stupid pocket.
Yeah. Let's see how she tries to dig her way out of this hole. If you have any assets worth protecting, you should make sure that they are safe from the clutches of the person you love with your whole heart and are about to marry. Does anyone else think there's something wrong with that sentence?
I don't. And listen, if you're really smart, you can hide your assets and not have to worry about that bullshit.
Yeah. Just so we're clear, if you have any assets worth protecting, that sentence was not quoted from anywhere. That's from her. So that's her own spin on this, and it's the beginning of the nonstop waterfall of shaming language that we're about to be subjected to.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Blame and shame. Shut up. It's not working anymore.
Men don't care.
One of the biggest reasons women submit for filing for divorce, aside from finances, and I'm not happy, is... he's not the same man I married.
Correct.
For you to willfully just go into mental la-la land pretending like people and situations and circumstances don't change...
weapons grade stupid.
How can you commit to spending the rest of your life with a person while still taking precautions in case they transform into a money-grubbing monster in 5 or 25 years? The whole concept is strange to me.
Then don't get married.
What rock are you living under?
Listen, women have assets too.
Yeah, we had to listen. It was like a couple of years ago. We had to listen to Halle Berry bitching about paying child support.
Yeah, oh,
I shouldn't have to do that. Well, neither should men. Oh, no, men should have to.
That's right.
I see.
Like this whole double standard, you know, craziness, it's driving me mad.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
A prenup basically says, I don't completely trust you with my money, or even, I love you, but I don't completely trust that this thing will work out.
Because if you look at the odds, if you bet based on the odds, you're being a rational person.
And whatever happened to hope for the best, prepare for the worst?
I know, oh my lord.
That used to be considered extremely wise. It was culturally accepted as an axiom. Well, but not for Ariana E.
You're stupid.
Ariana E. just wants a guarantee that she's going to get half the money if anyone's stupid enough to tie one on. When you marry someone, the goal is generally for your two separate lives to become one. Oh, it's so beautiful. You are joined to your spouse at the highest level of commitment recognized by modern society. Perhaps that's why we're so obsessed with marriage. We want to know that a person is truly committed to us for life, come hell or high water. It's a comforting notion, but modern marriages don't seem to truly turn out this way.
Because women are hooers.
Once again, she's making points for the opposition research.
I know.
And then she's wondering why she's getting obliterated in the comments.
Wow. Oh my lord. That's a good observation.
Woo! And I'm sorry, but I'm going to reread this first sentence. Perhaps that's why we're so obsessed with marriage. Psychologically projecting much? Mm-hmm. Somebody is approaching 30.
Yes. Listen, women want to have that safety net.
Yep.
They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to, you know, basically open up the tulip to all of the farmers in their 20s. And then they want somebody to put a down payment on the, you know, hoed out land.
Exactly.
At, you know, when they get north of 30. And a lot of guys are like, no, forget it. Men and women are equal. Handle your shit.
Exactly.
Forget it.
And if you say that to them out loud, oh, you must hate your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, you probably couldn't get a woman if you wanted one. Wah.
And it just amazes me how many men are actually silenced and maneuvered around by shaming language.
Your lives are so fucking pathetic. I ran a charity 15K to raise awareness for it, you fucking losers.
And it's hilarious, too, because you're talking about a generation of modern women who have fully embraced a non-traditional, degenerate lifestyle. Their downstairs mix-up has more, you know, customers served than McDonald's at this point. And they want you to come in and clean up everybody else's special sauce off of the Big Mac.
It's rated E for everyone.
Yeah. You can keep your all-beef patties, and I'm pretty sure those aren't sesame seeds, if you know what I mean.
No. It could be a Slurpee.
I'm sorry, baby. You picked up a bad case of Slurpees. That's slutty herpes.
Slutty herpes.
With 50% of marriages ending in divorce, no wonder people go into it planning for how things will look when it's all over.
In today's day and age, it requires two incomes to live a comfortable life. So these women get married, they divorce the dude, take a chunk of his income, and if he has to pay child support, he's losing anywhere between 30 and 70% of his take-home pay.
Yep.
How the hell is he supposed to live? Oh, that's right.
He's not.
Fuck men.
Yep.
Got it.
He could just get another job or a third job, and then he won't have time to come and see the kid, and I can still call him a deadbeat dad, even though I'm cashing his child support checks to pay for me to dupe the next dude.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
No wonder people want to iron out the details beforehand, so the split will be as seamless and tangle-free as possible.
And that, again, that's a logical response.
It is a logical response, especially considering most modern women, you will actually hear them joking with their friends at the bachelorette party saying, oh, he's going to make a great first husband.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord. That was really big in the 90s.
But the guy who made you sign the prenup, he's the dick, yeah. Right? I'm not saying you should be ignorant of the risks, but if you are going to marry someone, you should have enough faith in the relationship to believe that the risk is worth the reward. Trust me, in modernity, even with a prenup, if he's tying one on with you, he believes that the risk outweighs the reward. Don't disappoint him.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
If you're more concerned with planning for your divorce than planning the wedding, maybe you shouldn't be getting married.
Yeah, see, because if you're planning for the divorce and not the marriage, that means that you're taking away attention from me, from my day, from me wearing the white dress, which really shouldn't be white because, let's be honest, it's kind of busy down there.
That woman's probably sucked so many dicks she could spit in a cup at a sperm bank. I've done several videos about what women expect of men. And quite literally, these women expect superhuman effort before they even consider, you know, blessing you with, you know, the vag.
You're not kidding.
And the quality of these women is, like, gone into the shitter. I mean, size 18 is the standard dress size. Fuck that.
Hoflation is very real.
Yeah.
You got modern men having 15 times as much demanded of them as their grandfathers for women who are only a hundredth of their grandmothers. No,
that's
thank
right.
you.
My grandmother was awesome.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah. Crazy old lady, but I loved her.
I know. My grandfather was lucky to have her, I'll tell you that.
If you feel the need to protect yourself and your assets from the person you claim to love more than anything else in the world, maybe you shouldn't be getting married. Just a thought.
Here's the shame.
The shame.
All right, so this is what we're doing. Hard to starboard, avoid the shame tower torpedo.
I think we both know exactly who she's really trying to protect here. She's framing this like she's talking to everybody, but really she's talking to men, because the vast majority of people who receive alimony are women, and the vast majority of the people who are having prenups signed to protect their assets are men. But she's entitled, because she put in the time. When?
No, you're not.
Prenups are planning for failure.
You're not planning to fail. You're planning to save your ass. Just in case. What are you going to do, shame people not to wear a parachute when they're in an airplane?
Yeah.
And get the hell out of here.
So, Ariana E., I'm going to ask you to lead by example. Uh-huh. I expect you to cancel your life insurance, your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance, because that's planning for failure now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, if you're going to say something this objectively stupid, you should at least back it up with your actions, right? But we all know modern women are not about that.
No.
My main issue with prenups is not the idea of people protecting their assets. My issue is with the concept of going into an ideally lifelong commitment while actively planning how it'll look when it's over. That's a horrible foundation for a long-lasting marriage.
Well, if half of them fail, I mean, that just makes sense.
It makes sense to hedge your bets.
And the thing is this is a classic example of women not understanding how the world works. They want the world to run on their emotions and feelings. Mother Nature doesn't give a shit about your emotions and feelings.
No. And what's hilarious is that she acknowledges every logical idea behind this and then dismisses it with nothing more than shame.
Yep.
It doesn't work that way. That might have worked for you and your stupid college buddies because you're easily manipulated and you believe fiction over reality, even when it empirically is not only staring you in the face but kicking you in the box on the regular basis. Kiss my ass.
Kick him in the box.
If you don't fully trust your partner, why did you get married in the first place? Wah.
Again, 50-50. Every dude needs to know going into this union that the three magic words could be spoken at any time.
Anytime.
I'm not happy. And literally, you lose your shit, become a slave to the state. Fuck that noise.
Amen. Why not just be in a relationship as long as you both feel like it and then go your separate ways, no strings attached?
That works for me.
There you go. That's what feminism has wanted. They're the ones telling us men and women are physically and mentally equal. There are no differences. Well, until men start becoming women, then all of a sudden those differences are huge. And it's not fair, except for the women who think that somehow that's still okay. Why subscribe to Marriage at All if you think it's just as likely to end in divorce as it is to succeed?
I'm 100%.
It literally is just as likely to end as it is to succeed.
Yes, it is. I'm 100% behind that. Don't get married. Don't do it.
That's what a 50-50 shot is.
That's
something
right.
That is equally likely to succeed and fail.
If they gave you a parachute and they said, well, it's a 50-50 chance it'll work.
Yeah.
Would you jump out of an airplane?
Probably not.
All right. Men who are logical, like, hell no.
I'm out of here.
But this woman's logic is like, well, I feel I'll be okay. Like,
yeah.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. If you go into it with enough feelings, if you just want it bad enough, it'll be successful. Yeah, because that's why so many people just couldn't beat cancer. They just didn't want it hard enough.
Yeah, oh my God, that's a good example.
Ariana E., huh? I'm guessing the E is what you passed psychology with.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but a 50-50 shot to me sounds nothing short of a gamble. And I wouldn't gamble my heart, soul, potential future children, or my finances if I wasn't dead certain about the outcome.
Again, that's her emotional feelings against a man's logical resolve.
Yep. And the provable, tangible statistics that are ripping this country apart as a result of women like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can sense you divorcees in the comments saying, I wish I had made my ex-wife or ex-husband sign a prenup. She knows she's wrong, essentially. But honestly, the real problem with all of this, so this ought to be good, is that people get married for the wrong reasons. Okay, we may be segueing into some logic here.
There we go.
All right, let's see what she has to say. Because I'm always the first person to try to give somebody the benefit of the doubt in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, yeah.
But
sure.
That doesn't make me stupid. It just means that I really, really hope we're not going down this rabbit hole without a parachute.
Wow.
People get married because they think it will bring them happiness and fulfillment. I agree. People get married because they feel like it's what they're supposed to do by a certain age or because they feel pressure from those around them.
That's all common stuff.
It's all very correct, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Especially women, they really start to feel pressure in their late 20s as all their friends start to get married off, start having kids. Then the ones who, you know, wanted to have their phase, you know, where their vag is more heavily trafficked than the DMV, and it takes just as long to get through the line, if you know what I mean.
Take a number. Yeah.
Take a number. We'll call you back when the slot is open.
Nice.
People get married because they like the idea of lifelong commitment. I'd say that's probably on the lower end, but it's up there.
Yeah, I guess.
People get married because they think they're in love. I would say that's number one, especially for dudes. Younger dudes who I have not, the little head has not caught up to the big head, they can equate how a woman can manipulate your crankshaft with love.
And that's, I put that on the dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just guess what? Your dick thinking that has one eye, no death perception. If you marry a woman strictly because she's hot and it falls apart, That's why, you idiot.
You marry a woman just because she can flick all your switches and leave you staring at the ceiling wondering who you are and where's your car?
Yeah.
You're stupid. People get married for so many reasons, and most of the time their expectations of marriage fall short.
Well, that's the way everything is in life.
Yeah.
You literally think, oh, this is going to be great, and then you do it, and after a while, you hate it.
And the only way to find out whether or not something is for you is to try it.
And, well, or, the only reason I think a dude should get married is if he wants to have kids.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're done having kids or you don't want them,
don't worry
no
about
need
it.
To get married.
No,
you're
there's
good.
No need to. Companionship can be found in other ways, and it can be lifelong. But I think we all know whose expectations of marriage are falling way short of the reality, and it's not men. Men tend to enter into marriage, if they're old enough, with a pretty level head. They understand because our expectations for marriage are actually pretty damn low. Make sure the house is clean, take care of the kids, and have a meal ready for me when I come home from a 12-hour day. That's really all a man expects.
It's so easy.
But apparently, in today's day and age, that's way too much to ask of a modern woman who's working 18 hours a week at the flower shop so that she can have play money.
Yeah, or if she even works at all.
80% of women filing for divorce. We know whose expectations are not matching the reality. It sure as hell ain't us. Anyone who's been married will tell you, marriage is hard. Marriage demands sacrifice. It demands compromise. Two things modern women are virtually incapable of.
The thing that destroys that is they're selfish.
Yes.
Right, if you're a selfish person, you're probably not going to be able to stay married.
When you are raised being told what you can expect from the world, shocker, you might grow up to be a selfish person.
100%.
Meanwhile, men are told what to provide. This is how you become a man. This is what a real man is. This is what you must do to be seen as a man. Oh, wow, that's a lot of fucking work. I better get on it.
Yeah. I mean, I started that, you know, preparation when I was like 13.
Yeah.
Once I discovered, you know, the tits and the space ghost phenomena started.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, titties. I got them titties over there. Okay.
Yeah. Start hitting the gym.
Yep.
So, you know, start trying to, you know, get your life right to... You know, enter into this holy union, which is so stupid now looking back on it.
And that's why you don't get married while you're still dick thinking.
Yeah.
Because if a stiff breeze can give you a stiffy, you're probably not in the right frame of mind to be making life-term decisions.
You might as well just break it off and ram it in your own ass, because that's what's going to happen down the road.
It demands selflessness. Ironic, considering what you were just saying. Putting your needs last while tending to the needs of others.
Again, modern women can't do that.
It demands so many things that people are so reluctant to give. Again, I'm with her on it. She's right. So if you go into marriage expecting to get and realize that you're required to give in order for it to last, no wonder it doesn't end well for the majority of people.
Here's another thing. The poon, it wears out after 2 years.
Amen.
And it's probably the same for women. The feels, like, go away after 2 years. Then you're like, look across the room and go, I gotta look at this motherfucker for the rest of my life.
That's why people need to understand love is not about the feelsies. That's how it begins.
Yep.
But you're supposed to take those feelings and build something that's more rock solid out of it. If you're just hooked on the feelings, guess what? Most of the time, I would dare venture 95% of the time, those go bye-bye.
Yep. Yes, they do.
But hopefully what you're left with is something a hell of a lot more meaningful, because you built a life with someone else. You both brought your own individual flavors to something and your own, hopefully, self-perpetuated happiness.
Yeah.
Because that's what you should be bringing. You shouldn't be searching for happiness with another person. You should already have it and bring it to the equation of someone else's life. That's how you have a successful relationship.
That's right, because you don't ever find happiness without. It's always found within.
People who are not happy and expect other people to make them happy will always be disappointed. That's why 80% of divorces are filed by women. It's not because they weren't happy with their partner. It's because they weren't happy with themselves. And they thought their partner could fix it.
You're stupid.
Or better yet, they just don't know.
Yeah.
Because marriage is dead. Most of these women came from broken homes.
Yeah.
They have no frame of reference.
Yeah, they have no frame of reference, exactly. Most of them were raised by single mothers, and they have no concept of what a true, functioning, traditional relationship looks like. So it's easy to think that traditionalism doesn't work because you've never seen it work. You were raised by a narcissist who thought, I can do it all myself, as long as I have government-mandated child support, welfare, and all of these handouts, so I can be independent. That's... Yeah, and Tom Brady won all of the Patriots Super Bowls single-handedly, you fucking cunt.
Emotional damage! Where's the therapy button?
That escalated quickly.
Look, marriage is a team sport.
Yes, it is.
But it can be taken apart by one selfish player.
Well, I mean, if you go into a ship and the front of the ship is leaking and the second half isn't, the ship is still going to sink.
Yep.
And it's going to take everyone down with it.
Modernity is to marriage what screen doors are to a submarine. It's just...
I like it.
It doesn't work.
No.
Especially when 500 men go out to sea and 250 couples come back, but that's another story.
That's another story.
Either way, you're all wet. The truth is this. Marriage is not a gamble.
Bullshit!
If you look at the odds, it's a gamble. The only time it's not a gamble when it's 100%. And there are very few things in life that 100%, other than the fact that at some point you will die.
And taxes. Life in general is a gamble. Every time you go into an amusement park and you let the attendant put your seatbelt on so you can get on the roller coaster of doom, it's a gamble.
Yeah.
That thing could come derailed and you could fucking fly off. That's why you have life insurance. Every time you get in a car, you may be a safe driver, but the people around you could be fucking lunatics. That's why you have car insurance. You're not planning for failure. You're hedging your bets because shit happens.
Well, and then there's a thing called mortuary tables and life insurance.
Yeah.
And quite literally, they're virtually identical to, you know, bookie odds.
Well, they used to be until certain experimental medications started coming out anyway.
No! Yeah. Oh!
It's a commitment that most people are simply unprepared to make. That I agree with. Final thoughts. I'm not married, nor have I ever been.
Oh, then what the hell? Are you serious?
So I won't be personally offended if you don't take me seriously.
So she's never married. She's writing this article chastising the entire world. What a moron.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you had a dog, okay? Like, your dog that your wife murdered, all right? Let's say that dog was still around, okay? And you took it to a vet because it was bleeding out. And you're like, oh, shit, if I don't get this dog to a vet right away...
He's done.
So you take him to the vet, and your dog fucking dies. And then you find out after the fact, when the vet comes out to tell you, I'm so sorry about your dog... And just to be fair, I just want you to let you know I'm not actually a vet.
Someone's gonna die. I'd wring his goddamn neck.
Ariana E., you put yourself out there as an expert on a subject, knowing full well
that
most of the people who read this are not going to make it to the end.
Uh-huh.
They're going to look through it for confirmation bias and nothing more.
This is more liberal prestidigitation in their articles.
Most people do not read the full article. She deliberately saved this until the end so that she could have some sort of plausible deniability for giving horrible advice and shaming language. That said, if I ever do get married one day, good luck with that, I will not go into it expecting a horse-drawn carriage and a white picket fence.
Bullshit!
But neither will I go into it planning for it to end. I would highly recommend you do the same.
Well, why would she plan for it to end? Everything's in their favor. It's the dudes that are at a huge disadvantage.
After all, it's the women going out there and filing for divorce against good dudes who handled their business and held up their end of the marriage. They're the ones who call divorce a new beginning. So it's not an end of something. It's a new beginning. It's the next chapter. Yeah, let me know when that begins, when you're 45 and you're still alone. No children. No one to take care of you. No one to listen to your bullshit.
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
I'm going to be over here caring. 3 seconds. Yeah, that's all I got to spare. Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, 40 to 80. Long fucking time.
Ariana E., you said some things that I agree with. Most people who get married really shouldn't be getting married because they don't have realistic expectations of reality. But the blame for that lies at your feet and the women like you who spew nonsense and double standards like this. Talking about how, well, prenups are, you know, planning for failure and everything. You really should just give up half your assets to the woman.
Yeah.
Come on.
Find a woman you hate, and every 7 years, you give her a house.
Exactly.
That's how it works. That's how, that, by her logic, that's what she wants.
Yeah. If modern women hadn't completely destroyed the dating and marriage market, we wouldn't even be having these discussions. What's hilarious, though, is that they did all of that in the name of fighting the same patriarchy that funds all of their shit, and that they continue to vote for and make larger with time.
Yep.
See, this is why people do not take effinism seriously. When you are essentially trying to play Emperor Palpatine and fund both sides of the war, hoping that you'll come out as victors, which, let's be honest, they probably will anyway. Because even if this society implodes and magically they realize, oh, we were wrong all along, there's still only one way to have children.
Yep. That's it.
The only people who stand to lose from this either way are men.
Well, men are the ones that are going to have to fight and suffer
yep.
to bring back order. And I can guarantee you, shortly after that, they'll go right back to their old tricks.
Yep.
Why did you do this?
And men aren't blameless in this either.
Yeah, I know.
Weak men made this possible. Weak men sit by and don't call out shit like this for what it is. Stop being afraid to speak your mind. Because I guarantee you, not speaking your mind isn't going to give you a crack at the poon. But being an a-hole and telling the truth, now you're lining up the all-you-can-fuck buffet.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, bro.
Like you always said about the friend zone, when in doubt,
asshole your way out.
That's how you fight this shit, with relentless mockery and assholery. And
Amen.
Don't give up.
Amen. I love that. That's good.